I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line is Bills play-by-play voice Chris Brown. His appearance is brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com and Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow. Chris, big honor for Keon Coleman yesterday, named NFL Rookie of the Week. Maybe a bit of a project coming into the league. What have you thought of his play so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think you could slowly see him coming along with each passing week. And typically, by the time rookies, you know, get to the back half of their rookie year, even the coaches will tell them, look, you're not rookies anymore. You got 8, 9, 10 games under your belt. And it's time to start contributing on a weekly basis. And I think we're seeing that materialize with him. And just listening to him in interviews this week, it's clear he's feeling more comfortable, not only within the framework of the offensive system, but in terms of what his role is. I think guys are settling into roles on the offensive side of the ball as well. And when you know what your role is going into a game, I think it makes it easier to perform.
Amari Cooper, Chris, he had a great start last week for his first game, really kind of rushed together. And what kind of a week is he having now? What are the expectations going into this game with Seattle?
Yeah, Susan, the cram sessions continue. I think we all remember cramming for final exams at some point in our educational lives as younger people. That's what Amari Cooper is still doing this week. It's a voluminous playbook, and he's not going to have it mastered in 1, 2, 3, maybe even a month's time. So he's putting in extra time each and every week. So the extra hours are still being put in as he tries to expand his knowledge base. But I think as the X receiver out there on the boundary, he can just use some of his natural physical abilities as well. And the team can say, just go out there and beat that man one-on-one. And that doesn't take a whole lot of playbook knowledge to do that. It's just natural instincts that take over there. So I think he'll continue to help the team, kind of similar to the way we've seen in previous weeks. But with Curtis Samuel a little bit questionable for the game this week with a pectoral injury, he probably will get more snaps than we saw last week when he just got 19.
Chris, with Samuel banged up, who do you think could step up to fill his spot?
Well, I think Cooper will fill the snaps that he does play, and then some of the other top guys will fill in as well, Shakir, and that. But they'll have to call a fifth receiver up from the practice squad, because they only have 5 on the roster, and if one's down, 4 is a little light to go into a game with. So you could see practice squad receiver Tyrell Shavers get elevated again this week, much like he was earlier in the season, because he also offers them some playing time on special teams. He's used as a gunner on the punt team at times.
Tyler Bass, Chris, he had a good game last week. Fans were behind him. Seattle, not an easy place to kick in. Is he still on the hot seat?
Well, I mean, I think as soon as you bring in another kicker on the roster, even if it's just on the practice squad, you're on notice, right? So I think that's just a reminder that this is a cutthroat league, and it's what have you done for me lately? And what he's got so far is a couple of successful field goals last week, granted from close range. But I think, deep down, everybody wants Bass to succeed. Not only because they invested in him for the long term with a contract extension last year, but for those that don't remember, when Tyler Bass is on, I'll use Coach McDermott's words, he is a weapon for this football team. So I think they're really hoping they can get back to that, where Tyler Bass is an added weapon in the kicking game for this team.
And it is going to be a hostile environment where Bass is kicking. Seattle, they're known for their 12th man, the loudest stadium in the league, Lumen Field. Have the Bills adjusted practice for that, maybe with speakers pumping in noise or anything?
They do that for just about every road game. They have gigantic subwoofers and speakers on the practice field, and it's just pumping noise directly at him. I mean, it's sitting right on the sideline. So you could argue it's even closer than the fans will be on Sunday. Believe me, Coach McDermott makes sure that his team is almost over-prepared to deal with noise. So, you know, the offense will be operating on silent count for the majority of the game. It's interesting, though, I was talking to Dave Weinman, the radio color analyst for the Seattle Seahawks radio network, and I was surprised to hear this, but he said the home atmosphere hasn't been as intense and hostile as he remembers it in previous years. So I'm very curious to see if that's true or if he's just blowing smoke. We'll find out on Sunday.
Yeah. Hey, we don't really see Seattle that much in action. What do we have to watch out for with them, both offense and defense?
Yeah, I think what we're looking at is you're looking at a defense that has had trouble stopping the run. So hopefully Ray Davis and James Cook can get off to a fast start, maybe similar to the way Davis did against the Jets in week 6 when they marched right down the field on their opening scoring drive. And then offensively, we have to keep a watchful eye on the availability of DK Metcalf. He is their deep threat and unquestionably their best athlete on offense. And he's dealing with a minor knee sprain. He has not practiced yet this week, so his status is very much up in the air. If he does not play, that is a major loss for them. And then their running back has been dealing with a bizarre flu-like illness. He hasn't practiced much this week either. He was sick last week and played, but they're wondering, why is this illness lingering? So he's kind of fighting through it. So we'll see what happens.
Well, Chris, thanks for joining us this morning. Have a safe trip out to Seattle, and we'll see what happens Sunday night. We'll be listening.
All right, sounds good. Enjoy the game.
We sure will. Chris Brown will be on the call along with Eric Wood Sunday. You can catch him on WGR Sports Radio 550.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.